Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number two, Willie and D-Mays here on 102.5 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Nick Frazier here with you. Glad to be back from vacation, back with the gang. And, of course, on Monday morning, after we, you know, watched the Titans play over the weekend, they're 3 weeks away, we thought that would be basically the one and only topic today. We get this from Kevin Weeks from NHL Network, among other things. He's on ESPN as well. Kevin Weeks is a great personality, mostly known for just being an analyst in the studio or as a color announcer. Very versatile guy, very personable guy. But what he has also done here in the last couple of years, he starts, when he gets information, he breaks it on Twitter. And he usually goes to this strange place. You never know where he's going to be. And he kind of holds his phone at a weird angle and you see part of his. And so he drops knowledge there. And so this morning, he had this to say. He had a little clip and basically says, I'm told that top goalie prospect Yaroslav Askarov has informed the Predators that he will not report to their AHL team and has requested a trade. So, that's from Kevin Weeks. If you wind it back to last week, Elliot Friedman on his 32 Thoughts podcast, which is now, for the moment, and
is it 31 look, thoughts?
There's
one less?
There's one less guy. Jeff Merrick, who usually does the podcast with Elliot, has been let go by Sportsnet. That's been a big story among NHL people over the summer because there were some conduct during the draft where he was leaking picks as a rights holder for Sportsnet to somebody who was then sharing the picks before it became public. Allegedly, that's why Sportsnet let him go. Jeff Merrick, I think, is a great ambassador for hockey, and I'm sure he's going to turn up and do very well. But he is no longer with Sportsnet, which means he can't do the podcast with Elliot. So Elliot did a podcast and just talked by himself for about 30 minutes. But he had a comment on Askarov that kind of led into what Kevin Weeks pinpointed this morning. Here's what Elliot had to say on his 32 Thoughts last week.
That the Predators are considering right now. I think the other one is Askarov. They're a young goalie that they have been, for several weeks now, they've kind of said to teams, let us know what you think, what the market is for them, because I do think they're going to do something. I believe the one thing Askarov has indicated to both the Predators and it's kind of been floating around league-wide, is that he doesn't want to go to the American Hockey League. He wants to play in the NHL next year. So I think there are some teams who are kind of looking at it like, if we want to acquire this guy, we better make sure we have space to play him, because there's no point in acquiring him if he's going to be unhappy or he's going to be uncertain about his future. So I think that's one of the things that's being discussed right now.
Okay, so there's Elliot saying basically the same thing that Weeks has said. So what is pretty clear is Askarov's agent, Dan Milstein, has decided to throw the gauntlet down. Or I guess if you want to say Askarov threw the gauntlet down, he likes being flamboyant, right? Askarov does. He's very personable, charismatic out there. I don't know if he went, you know, to Nashville and took a sword and threw it into the ground or and said, look, I'm not going to the AHL. But it's interesting that he's decided to play this card publicly now, because now this opens up a whole new ballgame, I would say. And I don't think it's great for Askarov. That's just my initial thought. But what were your thoughts when you first saw that or heard that?
First thing I text you guys was, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But it reminds me, and I said this to you, Willie, off air. I said, it reminds me of, you remember Baker Mayfield, because Ohio State, you know, I think they were playing Ohio State. And Ohio State, when they beat Oklahoma earlier in the year, something like that, they threw down a gauntlet, you know, and it stuck into the ground, and their flag was on top of it, and it was waving, all this other stuff. So, you know, I guess Baker sort of wanted to get back at him when they end up beating Ohio State. And he had the Oklahoma flag, and he chose to throw it into the ground, throw the gauntlet of the flag into the middle of the field. But what he didn't realize is that when Ohio State did it, they did it on grass. So it was able to stick up there, and they were able to. But when you did it, Baker, it was on the turf. It doesn't stick on turf. So what you had to do is go up there and hold it while it flew around or whatnot. That's basically, to me, that's a scar off. He's throwing down a gauntlet that can't stand up on his own. There's the little advantage or the little whatever it is you think you may have, you don't have. Or if you do, it's very minuscule. It's so small that I don't even understand. Are you trying to make things so uncomfortable that you think, you know, Nashville is going to, you know, adhere to your to what you want, your demands? You dealing with the wrong person. Maybe if this was another GM in another organization, yeah, you may be able to get away with it. But not with Barry and not with the Nashville Predators. You're not getting away with this whole, you know, either trade me or I'm not reporting. Okay, go ahead. Don't report. Barry even said as much. Go ahead. But we expect the player to show up right at camp.
That is the quote. That is the statement for Barry Trotz in the wake of this. It's very simple. We are aware of the report today, and our expectation for the player is to report to training camp and compete for a job in September.
And that's all. Do you have the clip on that? Because we interviewed Barry, what was it, 2-3 months ago?
Yeah, this was right after the free agency frenzy where they signed the big names, right? Now, think about Askarov in all this, right? Mm-hmm. He watches his team sign Marchessault, Stamkos, Brady Shea. They had a great year last year. The Predators have had nothing but great things to say about Askarov in the long term. Mm-hmm. And so you've got this machine going. You've got expectations going up. You've got good things happening. And he is going to play this card now. But, D-Mace, you asked a really good question for Barry Trotz a day or two after that. Because that on that day, they also signed Scott Wedgwood, which signaled to Askarov, okay, they're not handing me the backup job. They also re-upped with UC Soros. But I think this was a great way that you asked the question because you were thinking of yourself, what you went through with the Titans, right, where you had to beat out veterans eventually. You were not handed a position at all. So here is what Barry Trotz said on July 3rd, and I will guarantee you that his opinion has not changed at all since July 3rd. Not at all. And he can do whatever he wants, Askarov. He can go to his agent. He can go have his agent go to Elliot Friedman or Weeks or anybody. But Barry Trotz is not going to change his opinion from this, what he said on our show from July 3rd. Now listen carefully about the options that they have with Askarov.
Well, we talked to his agent, and my job is to make sure that the Nashville Predators are in a position where, I've got to protect the organization for whatever I do. Number one is, we've always believed in you earn it, and Askey is a terrific prospect, and we know that. And I talked to his agent. I said, I'm going to do this. We're going to sign Soros for long term. I need to find a goalie that can be a backup just in case, Askey is not quite ready. He's just 21. He's not even 22 years old, I don't believe yet. And everybody knows he's a good prospect, but goaltending is a unique position. I brought Mitch Korn back, who I think is the best in the business, and young goalies need to play, and I want to be in a position to play him. So we may be in a position where he's playing, then he comes up and plays, and maybe Soros doesn't play 62 games. If Soros is playing between 62 and 68 games, here you have a 21-year-old really good prospect, and he's playing, you know, once every couple of weeks. That's not great. And so I said, it's very similar to Pekka-Rinne, is that sometimes you just need to play, you need to play games, but you also have to refine your game. His game is, he's so athletic. He's so, you know, he is a big time talent, but he, there's a lot of holes in his game, from maybe a technical standpoint. If we can get the technical standpoint to tighten up just a little bit, the sky's the limit with this young man. So, we want to make sure that when he makes it, gets to the NHL, that he is going to be a star goalie.
Okay. That was Barry Trotz on July 3rd. Now, what he did say later in that interview is, if you come in and beat out Scott Wedgwood and win the job, you will be the backup. But you have to do that, right? So that is an option here. And I did not hear Askarov through the media say that he will not report to camp, right? So that was my first question. Is did he say, is he saying that he is not coming to training camp? Because you can't win the job
if you're not
as the backup if you're not there, right? He is not going to be handed the backup job. As we were saying back during the Milwaukee playoffs, right, where he was struggling some. He got hurt. He got benched. You know, there was a lot of ups and downs there. He had an unbelievable run during the season, and then he hit some hard times. You could tell back then the Predators did not feel like he was ready to be the one and only backup next year, right? We've been saying this all along. So that's why they had the insurance of Wedgwood. But despite all that, Askarov is saying, I'm not going to the AHL. But I guess I just, I really don't understand why he hasn't come around to that thinking right there. You heard Barry Trotz say he's got, they've got a plan for them. They have Pekka-Rinne in the mix. They have an excellent goaltender coach in Ben Vanderklok. They have added Mitch Korn. They are looking out for Askarov. They have his development in mind. You heard Barry Trotz say he's got holes in his game. He's only 22, just turned 22. He was 21 at the time of the interview. He has turned 22 now. So I guess I don't get it. Like, if you were to advise him right now as his agent, how could you advise him to do this? Because where has he left himself? They don't have to trade him.
No, they don't have to do anything. They have him under contract. They don't have to do a damn thing but, you know, continue to go about business the way they have been. My thing is this. Askarov is a hell of a talent. Everybody knows it. The GM knows it. I mean, players on that, you know, on the AHL team knows it in Milwaukee. The players here in Nashville, they know how much of a talent he is. But just because you are a hell of a talent doesn't mean you're ready. I don't understand some of these players nowadays. It's like they want to skip processes. They want to skip the process 2, 3, and 4 and just jump to 5. When the GM, who has won a Stanley Cup, who is putting together a damn good team, who knows this league very well, he's a damn good coach. He was a damn good coach. It seems like he's trending toward that way to be a damn good GM as well. Why is it that people, like players, don't want to listen to that? This is not the NFL. This is not the NBA where you can bully your way or talk your way out of a team.
Okay,
especially
stop
in
there.
This situation.
Because that was a question we got on our text line when we started talking about this a couple minutes ago. 615-737-1025. Brian texted and says, D-Mace, he's been watching NFL players say they won't show up, then ultimately getting what they want. So he's trying to leverage the way that it, look, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't for the NFL player, right? But we're seeing this happen. Judon just got traded. You know, he sort of leveraged that. We have a ridiculous situation going on with Hassan Reddick, right, who was traded to the Jets and hasn't reported, and he owes about $3 million in fines right now. Who's paying that? Like, what? He's pulling a Le'Veon Bell right now. It's crazy. Sometimes you can leverage. You have to realize when you have the leverage, right? So what is your thought in the comparison to the NFL?
The NFL, because to me, because they don't have a minor league, one.
Right.
Two, the, you know, the salary is not a hard salary cap. You know,
right, and these are established players are that are trying to get better money, right?
It's like Devontae Sweat.
Right, Devontae Sweat,
who has immense talent. We've seen the talent. He was the Outland Trophy winner. We've seen the talent at Texas. That's like him after a year saying, I'm not reporting to camp. I want a new contract. Because y'all, you know, brought a draft.
Everybody like him doing it today after two preseason games.
Like doing it today after two preseason games where you really haven't shown it, you know, not consistently, and coming out and say, I want a new contract. Either trade me or give me a new contract. Everybody would be looking like, are you losing your mind? Like, what's going on here? To me, again, it goes back to stop watching everybody else. Pay attention to your own self. Pay attention to what's going on. Barry Trotz is trying to tell you, compete. What's wrong with competing, Ashcroft, or whoever is advising him? What in the hell is wrong with competing? Compete. Barry didn't say it's Wedgwood's job. He didn't say that. He said compete. He will have an opportunity if he's in camp. Don't go to camp. Go ahead. Don't go to camp, Ashcroft. Don't go to camp. You won't be competing. Then you lose all goodwill that you have built up. Don't go to camp if you don't want to. And then it's going to be Wedgwood's job to keep. And he ain't going to be looking back. And you might mess up yourself for the season after that. You may even mess up yourself for another opposing team because they don't want to have to deal with this crap that you're pulling.
Well, okay, so let's play out the scenarios. Scenario A, he's obviously trying to force a trade, mm-hmm. right, to somebody that will put him in the
NHL. And Barry never said he wouldn't.
No, but do you think Barry Trotz is just going to give him away?
No, he's not. He's too much of a talent. And Barry's thing is, just go into camp. We know who our starting goalie is. It's UC Soros, okay? Go into camp, and if you prove to us, just like I said when they signed Wedgwood, I said, listen, this is going to continue to be a competition. I do believe they hope Askarov or, upseat him as the backup goalie. They really do hope
eventually,
that happens.
For sure.
Exactly. And if it happens this year, they will be elated. But it can't happen if you don't go into camp and compete. Barry said compete. He didn't say he's giving a job to Wedgwood. Compete for the backup goalie job. And don't you think if you show enough in camp that they will not then put you ahead of Wedgwood? I think if you showed enough in camp, that you show that you're clearly better than Wedgwood, and some of those things that need to be refining, they have been. I gotta believe that Barry will say, you know what, this kid has earned a spot on our roster as our backup goalie. But you can't do that if you don't show up to camp. Why not compete, man?
Well, here's the other thing that happens, okay? He has said he will not report to the AHL. All right. Okay, let's say he's not traded. By the Predators. Let's say he shows up to camp, mm-hmm. and they make the decision at the end of training camp that he's
not ready.
They want it. The Predators are not going to deviate from their plan.
No.
Okay, the plan is they're going to have Wedgwood. They're going to have, like, it's guaranteed.
Yes.
Right. They have Wedgwood under a guaranteed contract. So either they would have to waive Wedgwood, mm-hmm. which they might if Askarov comes in and blows him away.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Askarov's attitude doesn't really have him in that mindset.
No.
But if he does, he does. But let's say the plan is Wedgwood number two, Askarov, we're going to send you to the AHL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to the AHL. Okay. A, where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
For those that have called this show and others and said, hey, he could go back to Russia. He could go play in Europe. No, you can't. Mm-hmm. He can't do that. Not anymore. And we already have Amy from Arkansas said, could it be a situation like Radulov? Everybody has that mm-hmm. in the back of their mind, including me. And I was asking that question this morning because I wasn't sure. I don't think it would be very smart, even if he could. But according to the IHF, International Hockey Federation, you can't do that mm-hmm. if you have a contract. He's under contract to play for the Predators. So if he doesn't report to Milwaukee, what else happens? He doesn't get paid.
Yeah.
So you're basically finding yourself, you're sitting out, you can't go anywhere to play.
You can't compete.
And you're hurting your own self. It's a lose-lose. So I don't think he has the leverage. It's one thing for C.D. Lamb or Ja'Marr Chase, established players, to do the sit-in and say, I want a new deal, especially in a system where you don't have guaranteed money. That probably will work if those guys have that leverage, right? Askarov doesn't have that kind of leverage. He can't go anywhere.
They're going off of, and maybe this was a push from his agent, or maybe this was a push from Askarov, and his agent was probably like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do this, but listen, I work for you, so if this is what you want me to do, okay, this is what I will do. So it could have been Askarov sent it to his agent, or it could have been his agent, you know, sent it to Askarov. But the fact remains is this. Why not tell your client, hey, listen, it doesn't seem, especially after the statement that Barry made, and he should also tell his client, he didn't refer to you as Askarov. He referred to you as the player.
The player.
That tells you that he's pissed right now. Because he's pissed because he's been communicating with you. What we do know of Barry, and I would be surprised if he hadn't been communicating with Askarov's representative.
Yeah,
Barry
he,
has,
that was the first thing. We just Barry played the clip.
He's been he likes to keep people informed of what's going on. You look at what happened with Barry during the season, not Barry Trotz, but Barry the player during the season. He kept him informed. He kept the lines of communication open. That's why things seemed to go so well with that whole situation. It just didn't blow up. Why? Because Barry was up front and he was communicating with the player. So I'm sure Barry has been communicating with Askarov or his agent in this whole process. Barry's pissed now. That's why he referred to you as the player.
Right, because
his thing is like, we've been communicating. You know what the deal is.
You want a win-win situation. You want the best for Askarov. You want the best for the team.
Mm-hmm.
This is creating a lose-lose situation. His, what do you think this is going to do to his trade stock? It's gonna take it down.
Mm-hmm.
The Predators are not going to give him away for a second-round pick or a fourth-round pick or whatever you're willing to give him just to get rid of him, they're going to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, they're going to try to bring him around. So let's talk about that when we come back. What do you do now if you're the Predators? You've been put in a bad situation here. Askarov has put himself in a bad situation. But give me your thoughts on it. 615-737-1025. We're going to start with Ryan on the other side. We've got a lot of you on the text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What do you think of the Askarov situation? What does Barry Trotz do from here? Stay tuned. We're coming back.
I think that's a great situation. And then at some point, you know, he's going to be, the star goalie that he can be. So at that point, we'll have to make a decision on what we do there. But the development is everything. And sometimes not only the player thinks he should be playing in the NHL now, of course they do. I can ask any 19 or 20-year-old, and I said, you know, they all think they should play in the NHL now. But to be productive and have a long career, you sometimes have to go through that. So if Askarov comes in and he is the second-best goalie, then we'll figure it out after that. If he's the third-best goalie, then he may have to start in Milwaukee, and that will not hurt him. And then the other option is that if I get a team call me with a something that makes sense for the long term of the success of the Predators, then I will move that asset to another team and maybe reposition it maybe at forward or defense. So I got to protect the organization, and there's not one player that's bigger than the organization. So he's under contract, and he'll need to keep developing so he can reach his potential and be the player we think he is.
Okay, that's Barry Trotz. That is on our show, July the 3rd. Not this morning, July 3rd, but I guarantee you that if you asked him that same question that D-Mace asked him on July the 3rd, he would give the same exact answer. I don't think he's going to buckle in the wake of this trade request or this threat, basically, of he's not going to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. He's not going to the AHL. You heard Barry say it right there. And you can tell that they had already had this conversation behind the scenes before that interview on July the 3rd. Mm-hmm. They had had a discussion.
You would have had to because you knew you were bringing in another goalie. So you would have had to have that conversation.
What tells me that is when he said, everybody thinks they're ready for the NHL.
Uh-huh.
When you're a talented young kid who has that brash cockiness, confidence, charisma that Askarov has, you think you're ready. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
The problem is they have to evaluate. They can't just give you the spot. You have to earn the spot.
Just because you got the bravado and the sort of charisma and, you know, the antics doesn't mean you're necessarily ready. Just because you're, you know, talented doesn't mean that you are quite ready. Barry has said that. He still has to refine his game. You know, we just don't want to – what he – I don't think – maybe he understands it, but he's frustrated to a point. And I get the frustration.
Yes.
I really do. I get the frustration.
It's natural.
It's natural with a player who's, you know, who's waiting on his turn or her turn, and they feel like, man, I'm doing some things. I'm competing. You know, I'm playing well. I should be the next guy up. They should elevate me and not bring in a Wedgwood or anybody else. I understand that. But if you're not ready, you're not ready. And he never said that you wouldn't be ready.
Yeah, he said come win
compete.
The job.
And he said, we will cross that bridge when we have to, basically. Is if he's ready to be number two, if he's the second best goalie in camp, then okay, we got to erase this plan that we had and we got to draw up a new plan. He never said, nah, we still going to have him as the number three. We still going to send him down. He even said after saying if he turns out to be the third best, we'll send him down and reevaluate it as he's playing and then, you know, decide what we're going to do. So he never said when you go down, you're not coming back up. He's always leaving in that door open for him to elevate himself back up to the NHL. So I don't understand what is it that he doesn't see outside of, I understand him, the
he's
frustration.
He's being impatient and immature.
Exactly.
It's immature and it's impatient. You also heard Barry say, if we can accommodate him by trading him for an equal asset coming back, then they'll do it. That doesn't happen overnight. It clearly hasn't happened. And now Askarov's people are trying to push the issue. I don't think they help themselves get to where they want to go. If the goal is to get traded to somebody where he has a clearer path to start his job, then this was not the thing to do.
No.
This is going to only hurt those chances. Mm-hmm. And it's increasing the chances that they're going to call his bluff, send him to the AHL, and he's either going to have to relent and say, look, I was a little brash. I shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to have to try to hold to what he said and just not show up. And that's not going to help him either. He needs to play. Unless he's going to go play in the league with the Renegades of Puck and some of those guys, you know, at the Bellevue Ice Center with the...
He can
go do that, I guess.
Yeah.
But he can't go play in another league. Let's get some calls and texts on this. 615-737-1025. Ryan is up first on our call line. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Welcome, guys. Willie, I think you and I had to talk about this over the offseason about what was going to happen with the Soros extension and all that, how this situation was going to pop up. Well, also you look at it like this. Aside from a scar, Igor got told by Trotz last year to prove himself in Milwaukee last season for his NHL spot. And then when he came for his contract, Trotz told him he wasn't ready, even though he led Milwaukee in goals, points, and was third on the team in assists. That was one of Askarov's best friends. And Trotz said, you're not ready, and got rid of him. So now, and then on top of that, think of the last two drafts. Who has Barry Trotz dangled out there as trade bait to get into the top five or top three of the draft? It's been Askarov.
Yes.
Now he's thinking, his mind going, well, they don't want me here, so I want out.
But I think that is pretty clear that eventually either, and I've said this, a few years down the road, I think Soros' contract will still be tradable. That's me, in 3 or 4 years. I think Soros will age well. But let's take Ryan's thought that at some point Askarov sees that he's blocked by Saros. I totally get that. But you've got to give them time, right? And in the meantime, there are so many steps in the growth pattern. Saros, with all due respect to Igor Afanasyev, Afanasyev was never the level of prospect that Askarov is. Askarov is one of the premier prospects in the NHL at any position. Afanasyev was a mid-level prospect that, and everybody loves Igor, right? But he wasn't quite. Now he wasn't at Askarov's level. He may go to San Jose and do great, but he didn't even do that. He went back to the KHL. He wasn't under contract, so I don't know that I don't think it's apples to apples. Even though he's right, the two were very close friends, so they're both, I'm sure, frustrated in their own situations. But all that being said, you have to give the Predators time to make a fair deal when the time is right. And in the meantime, what are you going to do? Just sit around and not play until that happens? No. You keep playing and you keep getting better. Eventually, it will work itself out. Mm-hmm. And even if it were to be him backing up Juuse Saros for a year or two, just like Juuse Saros was the backup for three full years before he became the starter, then you do that. That is a you continue to go. He is not blocked from growing. He needs to play. See, refusing to go to the AHL, that doesn't do anything.
And that's sort of this misconception I think of some young players is that, oh, if you're not elevating me, then you're blocking me. No, I mean, there are situations where you look at a coach and you figure like, why isn't this dude playing? It's like, but that's typically with leagues that don't have a minor league. And it's like, okay, yeah, this guy's shown, but because of the numbers crunch, we can't play him as much as we want to, or he's not getting the playing time that maybe, yeah, he deserves, but there are people in front of him that are good. So we're trying. It's not an ideal situation, and nobody's looking to trade for this player, but that's not the case with Askarov. But even then, it's like, why not just go into camp? They love you. They know what kind of prospect you are.
Come in and dominate.
You got the bravado. You got, you know, the machismo, whatever you want to call it. You got it all. Why not just go to camp and compete with Wedgwood? If you believe you are the player that you say you are, and many do believe it, but you still need to be refined, then go and compete. And your true talent will show, and they will see it. And Barry never said he still wouldn't keep you as the number two goalie. Maybe Askarov and his agent need to listen to what Barry has said on our show. Like, listen, if he does turn out to be the second best goalie on our team during camp, then we need to erase whatever plan we had for him and Wedgwood. We're going to erase it and reevaluate it.
It's going to work itself out.
Exactly.
One way or the other. It will end up a win-win if he just is patient and continues to play and get better.
I'm all about competing.
Doing
man.
This is not, it's a lose-lose situation. So if you want to cut off your own nose to spite your face, then that's what this does, I think, in the short term, unless he rethinks.
But I understand. I understand the frustration. I really do.
Yes, frustrated is fine. But going to this length.
Yeah, it does. It's not advantageous for you, nor is it going to be advantageous for the team.
Jeremy Gover, our good buddy, texts in. Said agreed that he'll report to main training camp, but holy cow, he just made his media availability sessions during camp uncomfortable. That can you imagine the circus that's going to be? And this is a team that just added Steven Stamkos and Marshall. So, you know, those guys had their eye on some big things this year. This is not going to be good. This is not ideal. But at the same time, if you're Barry Trotz, you cannot just give him away. But they're going to have to deal with this, right? This is not Toronto. Can you imagine if it was Toronto? But I do think this is going to create more noise than normal at training camp, and not for the right reason. Jeremy goes on to say, my biggest question is why now? Why do this in mid-August? What's that going to do? I'm trying in my mind to answer that question. The only thing I can think of is to remind the league that he's available in a trade.
Because things probably
But you think they didn't already know that? You think they needed Kevin Weeks to alert that the league alert the league that Askarov is available in a trade. He's been available in a trade for 2 years. You just heard Ryan say it. Mm-hmm. He's been dangling him on draft day for 2 years. If somebody wants to give us a premier asset for Askarov, we're willing to deal that. And nobody's done it.
And I think you got to look at it from this standpoint, too. They believe you are a top prospect. You are the number one prospect.
It's undisputed.
In Milwaukee for them. You're the number one prospect. So anytime anything comes up as far as players being moved, big deals being made, you are always going to be in the center of it. Why? Because you bring the most back. You have the most value. And Barry is not going to move you unless it's, one, advantageous for the team, but he want to do right by you too as well. He just don't want to send you somewhere just to be sending you. He obviously wants to send you somewhere if he does make a trade where you can then have an opportunity to be in the NHL, to be a backup or a starting goalie. Right now, he doesn't feel, at this particular time before camp has started, he doesn't feel that you're ready. But you can change his mind. Barry never said he was hell-bent and stuck on you being in Milwaukee. You can change his mind. You are the only person that can do that. Not his agent, not anyone else, not Soros, not any. You are the only person that can change his mind to whether having you in Milwaukee or on this team. And you know the only way you can do that, Askarov, is if you show up for camp. And if you go through training camp, and if you beat out Wedgwood, that's the only way you're going to get close to what you want to get to, and that's to be an NHL starting goalie. You can't be a starting goalie or a goalie at all if you ain't on the team, if you don't show up for practice. That doesn't make a damn sense to me.
Right. When we come back, we'll hear what Andrew Burnett told Jared right after the trade deadline on how he is planning on handling Yaroslav Askarov, what he would tell Askarov. I think you're going to catch the theme here of what the Predators have been saying all along to try to win him over, which doesn't seem to be working right now. The impatience of Askarov is right now winning the battle, where he has had his agent go public and ask for a trade and saying he will not report to the AHL. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more on this. By the way, Teron Davenport talks Titans with us at 1. Stay tuned.
As a coach, what is the conversation with Yaroslav Askarov? I know you're not the general manager, so you're not picking who goes where, but this is a young player who's got a lot of promise, who I'm sure, while he's probably not mad at UC Soros or mad at the organization, there is only one goalie. What is kind of the conversation as the coach with somebody like that who at some point this year you guys may be relying on?
Yeah, I think you have to have some compassion for him. I think it is a really tough position. He's a young kid. He's put a couple years in the American League. He's feeling he's kind of getting ready. And you see Juice sign for the amount, 8 years, and I'm sure that's really hard for any kid, any player, to really wrap your head around. And I think the emotions of it happens early on, I think, sometimes get the best of you, or maybe you get a little, you look too far ahead. I think my conversation with him would just be, stay in the moment. Don't look too far ahead. Let's have our best hockey season. Come to camp, have a great camp, and let's move from there. And that's hard for young kids. So I think for me, again, to show a little compassion for him, a little understanding for him, and then help him try to just move forward slowly. It's not a race. He's such a young kid. He's going to be a great goalie, and we'll just continue progressing. And you never know what happens in this league. And I think if you take it a day at a time, come ready to play, that growth mindset we talk all the time, just keep getting better. When you keep getting better, everything else will take care of itself.
And that is great advice from a guy that has been through it as a player, Andrew Burnett. It will take care of itself if you keep playing and competing. D-Mace is given the same message. Unfortunately, Yaroslav Askarov and his inner circle have not taken that message as of now. That was Andrew Burnett on Jared's show on either July 1st or 2nd. I don't remember. I think it was July 1st in the wake of the big free agent signing binge the Predators went on. And so today, Yaroslav Askarov through Kevin Weeks, assuming this is Dan Milstein, his agent, giving Weeks the information, that Askarov has asked for a trade and he will not report to the AHL. And let's just talk about not reporting to the AHL, or Text or text. And by the way, we need a cereal here because there's no name on this text here.
CT Crunch.
Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch?
CT Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, Cinnamon,
Cinnamon Toast,
Toast
Crunch.
Crunch.
Oh, I like
I
that.
You're talking about Captain Crunch.
I like either one of those.
I like Captain Crunch. Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good, too.
Yeah. It's pretty Captain good. Crunch is good. Yeah. Sorry for the abbreviation.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Askarov's contract expires after this season. Will he be a free agent after this season? The answer is he would be a restricted free agent if he plays, right? Let's say he wanted to not report. Well, then your contract is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't be working towards restricted free agency. Mm-hmm. And when you're a restricted free agent, the team still controls your rights. You could be signed to an offer sheet. Now, we just saw a couple of guys get signed to an offer sheet last mm-hmm. week. We'll see what happens with that. That could happen down the road. Mm-hmm. But once again, in the meantime, just play. I know you want to play. I know you think you're ready. But in the meantime, just show up and play and show that you're ready. Dominate. Mm-hmm. And then see where the chips fall. If you are patient, this is going to work out. You've heard it from Trotz. You've heard it from Brunette. You heard it from Pecorine on Jared's show when Pecorine did an interview with him. Pecorine was impatient. They mm-hmm. sent him to Milwaukee for a third straight year. And he was older. And it was still, as Pekka said it, the best thing that ever happened to him. It put him on the road. The Predators want the best for Askarov. They are looking out for his development. And they would be willing to trade him for an equal asset back. They haven't found that yet. But the impatience and the maturity, I don't get from Askarov. He's not helping himself there. Let's see what else. Neil texts in, 60-plus starts per season for Soros is going to wear him out midway through the 9 years remaining on that contract. That contract would look bad. That contract will look bad in about 5 years. Well, see, that's part of my thinking mm-hmm. in why I think Askarov could benefit by playing as a backup for a mm-hmm. few years because I don't think they want to play Soros for 60-something games every year. Mm-hmm. I do think they want to get it down to 55 mm-hmm. or so. So there's more for a backup to have. That's where Askarov could gain a lot of experience, kind of like Soros did when he was younger, mm-hmm. as I've been saying all along. But obviously, Askarov wants everything right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and get it. I understand it. Being a former professional player, you know, going into my first year, even my freshman year in college, it's like, okay, I'm doing some good things. You know, I'm working hard. I'm making plays in practice. You put me in a preseason game. I'm making plays in preseason game. So automatically I think, hey, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it. When in actuality, I look back on it, even though I didn't like it, it was a must for me because why? I got to hone in on my skills. I got to really learn what the NFL was about each and every day and what it took each and every day to come out there and perform. And by the time I was ready, by the time that opportunity opened up for me, I was ready and prepared to step in. And I didn't look back after that. If I was sitting here screaming and yelling and crying, trade me, do this. Yeah, they dangled me out there, Skaroff, and I wasn't even a number one prospect. They dangled me out there a few times, and I knew it. But I made up my mind that I wasn't going to allow them what they were thinking about doing or what they wanted to do to affect how I was going to come into camp. Because if I did that, then I'm only doing myself a disservice. I couldn't go out there and play the way I needed to. So I had to readjust my thinking and go out there and prove that I can play. And when that opportunity opened for me, I didn't get ready. I was ready, and I never turned back around. That's what you have to do, Askarov, and sitting out of camp ain't going to get it done because you're in a worse position than I was.
Yeah.
They got you. You can't go anywhere. And if you choose to sit out, like Willie said, you forfeit a season. Now you're going to be trying to do this again next year, and then you're going to have still another year to try to prove yourself.
He has not said specifically that he won't come to camp, and that is one thing that I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. But he basically, from what I read into it, says, if you don't make me the backup, I'm not going to the AHL.
Well, that's the basis. It's basically the same thing as saying I ain't coming to camp because if you're not good enough like, and I send you back down, you're not going to go down there?
And he has nowhere to go. So, again, to clarify for people that have called and mm-hmm. wondered before, could he go back to Russia? Could he go? You cannot do that.
No.
By IHF rules. You can't do what Radulov did years ago. And this is the final text we'll take on this. And we got a lot of texts on this. Wow, this is crazy, the response. Joel says, shows his immaturity. Surprised Pekka couldn't maybe talk him off the ledge. As Chris Sanders says, get bitter or get better. What would be a fair trade for him at this point? I think that's a really good question. And I will say it this way. He is a prime prospect who has already developed a pretty decent amount. And goalies take longer. Remember, we've been saying this all along. Goalies take longer to mature mostly. But if you could get an equal asset back, a premier defense project prospect or a premier forward prospect, they would take it. But they're not going to take less than market value just because he's sitting there making a stink about this, trying to force the issue. That's what Askarov is trying to do. I don't think Barry Trotz is going to budge. He's laid out exactly what his plan is. You heard him say it on our show. That hasn't changed at all. You heard his statement today. They expect him to come to camp and compete for the backup job. We'll table that for now. Moving forward, we'll come back to it as we go. We know training camp is in a few weeks. And wow, we've got ourselves a story, that's for sure. When we come back, we'll yo-yo back over to the Titans. Teron Davenport will join us for a discussion. Stay tuned, we're coming back.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.